USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Everything is set to go for the impeachment trial of President Trump to begin on Tuesday as the House delivered the necessary paperwork to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that the articles of impeachment will be read in the Senate chamber at noon on Thursday.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation. We can do this, and we must.
House impeachment managers, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will read those charges aloud to the senators. Schiff continues to push for the introduction of witnesses and documents to the trial.
The framers had in mind a real trial with witnesses and evidence. And if McConnell makes this the first trial in history without witnesses, it will be exposed for what it is, and that is an effort to cover up for the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After a year and a half of stalemates, tariffs affecting billions of dollars worth of products, and failed negotiations, President Trump signed a partial trade agreement with Chinese leaders in the first step to what both parties hope will be a full resolution of the 18-month feud. The president welcomed Beijing's delegation, led by Vice Premier Liu He, for the signing ceremony in the East Room. The Phase 1 agreement loosens some U.S. tariffs against China and secures new purchases of American-made items for Beijing. The president hailed the deal as a step toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade and called it a historic agreement. The signing of the China trade deal encouraged investors on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 29,000 points for the first time, just 2 months after it closed above 28,000 for the first time. The Dow was up 90 points, the S&P up 6, and the Nasdaq up 7. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former NFL player received a standing ovation after being presented with the Congressional Gold Medal. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Former New Orleans Saints safety Steve Gleason was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal on Wednesday for his work regarding ALS, a disease he was diagnosed with in 2011. Honoring Gleason at the ceremony on Capitol Hill, Saints quarterback Drew Brees.
There is no person on earth with the strength, courage, passion, and tenacity to overcome all obstacles and make the lasting impact that Steve has made. Steve, you're an inspiration. You are a source of strength to so many, especially me.
New inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced. USA's Chris Barnes tells us who made it.
The Doobie Brothers there, among the six artists and bands chosen by the Hall of Fame judges. They had a final list of 16 to choose from, also making the cut Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held at the Public Auditorium in Cleveland on May 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.